What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
God is rising up for you. Is your amen on vacation? I said, God is rising up for you. You are Gio. People say, let your expectation go. Keep your expectation on the chair. It will stand up as I'm talking. Your expectation will rise up. Unless it's not the anointing that is upon me. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are a mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are a mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. Sit down if you can. I've been trying to teach you the power of God is upon me. I said, God is rising up for you. The enemy might have assailed you, besieged you. This God is rising up for you. This God I serve, this God that called me, I say it's rising up for you tonight. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. So I used to read that passage, Abraham saying, she's my sister. Concerning Sarah, I used to think he was a coward. I knew that Abraham, after meeting God, was more responsible than that. To say she's my sister and go home and sleep and not stay awake and be receiving alarms. There's a difference between alert and alarm, because now you are king's in-law. No, not even king's in-law, it's better. The king is cruising your sister. So he went back, he was inside jacuzzi, lying down, and he was getting alarm. Alert is 20K, 50K, 100K, that's alert. 50 million is alarm. The way the phone will ring, it will sound different. From this meeting, you understand what I'm saying. Something is rising up inside you as I'm talking. But it was part of the covenant. He was stretching it. When people enter covenant, you stretch the covenant to test the covenant. When you have steel, you put it in fire and do some tests, stretching it to see its capacity. Because when God came to demand of him too, God did the same thing. He said, now, take your son, that your only son, that your son that you love. It was as if God was looking for his trouble. But he was stretching the covenant. He said, take him and go and sacrifice him on the mountain, I will show you. But the reason why I could say, she's my sister, and go and sleep and be inside jacuzzi, is because he knew God would rise up for him. And oh, did God rise up for him? Did God rise up for him? God rose up for him terribly. God is rising up for you. You are Jehovah. Is that Susan? Stand up. I was looking at you. God has risen up for you. I see seasons over your life, and I see one hanging over your life. It has come again for you as a season of explosions of favor. That aroma of favor. Isaac said, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord God has blessed. Therefore, follow the smell. God give you of the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Help her. See the power. It has come again. God is breaking you into plenty. Listen, as I'm talking, I'm seeing around four. I'm seeing the number four. That same smell of favor is resting upon people here. It's resting. Where you are seated, where you are, the power of God is coming upon these four people. Favor, suddenly, people are remembering your name for good. God has risen up for you. Lord, these four people, that favor is emantling them. Let your power rest upon them now. As I'm talking, let your glory jump upon them. Let this aroma fill their lives. Let the blind see it. As the power of God, help him. As the power of God is coming upon them, bring them forward. These four people is an aroma of favor. The smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord God has blessed. Therefore, the Lord give you the dew of heaven. That means that heaven's forces are fighting on your behalf. Ketaya Bariata. Where are the four? Bring them forward. One, that's one. Quickly. There are many things happening tonight. I need you to be up and doing and moving. Where you are seated, you don't need to stand. Where you are seated, the power of God is meeting you. Lord, there are three more people. Right where they are, let the angels of my voice, let them locate them. Let there be a whirlwind of power upon these three people. Right where they are. Favor, like a mantle. Favor as a shield. People are turning. They are passing you. They are turning again to help you, to do you good. Ready. You are the mighty man of war. You are Gio. Oh, over. Legara Bradiata Yabayaba. Calabradiata Lagadiata Yabayaba. Just help them to the floor, help them to the ground. Just be quiet. The power of God is upon. Lord, where are the other three? Help her, bring her forward. You are a mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. Please, take the mic. You are Jehovah. Pastor Tom, come. I've seen something in your city. I see the pillars of the city shaking as if they are going out of the age. The Lord says you have been putting pressure on the city. It was as if the city did not respond. Now it is responding with alacrity. The forces that have held down the city, they are bowing down to you. Where's the last person? You are the mighty man of war. No, that's my not Susan. That is Susan. You are, there's still one more person. The person will scream. You will know when the person. This thing is when the mantle comes on. You will know it has come upon you. You know, I'm not sure. I see something is happening to me.
Mighty man in battle.
Bring this brother. Bring it.
You are the mighty man of war.
That's the place I was waiting for. That's the bring
up. You are Gio. Elebaya baya reangara rosaya dia. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Gio. You are the mighty man of war. You are Gio.
God is rising up for you. They have ganged up against you. But because of ganging up, God is shooting you up. Lord, these people I am talking about, as I am talking, let your power rest upon them. These people that have ganged up to suppress you, to press you down, I see like two of those people. It is evil vibes. They have gone around bad-mouthing you around. The people that you even wanted to help you, they are running away from you now. Kai, God told me this evening that bad things will be upturned this service. I it has even gotten to the man up there. They have passed the bad things over you, but it's been turned around. Lord, these evil vibes, they are contained and terminated as I'm speaking now. In the name of Jesus. There is a turn around for you. Hey, out of the eater, meat is coming forth. Out of the strong star, something sweet. That thing that was supposed to destroy you, to swallow you up. Because of that thing, God is shooting you up now.
You are the mighty man in battle.
Sit down if you can. Sit down. There you are. God will locate you.
Of war. You are Jehovah.
I gave that word in the morning. Rev gave it again. That means God is trying to say something about people that it seems as if things are bleak, road closed. It's as if there's no hope.
That verdict is upturned.
God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. It's shining. It's shining. It's shining. It's shining. Calabradia Casiata. Out of hopelessness, new hope. Listen, you see the power of God hitting people now. Out of hopelessness, new hope is coming up. Where people have abandoned you, helpers have risen for you. Kayaya. Mesekedaya. Brodo Kaida. Yeah, I'm seeing something about that. Bring it. As I saw it, that's how the power of God came upon me. Bring it. Mera raro la shaya ba yebianda. Eleke zene bradi akaya ba yada ya kariya ba daba.
Break.
break. Break. Oh, man, sister. Even as if you are not expecting it. You are hoping and praying, right? I see a rainbow over your head. From shadows to rainbows. From dark clouds to the brightness of the morning. You are a mighty man of war. To you. Oh. I'm not going to spend too much time. I'll start preaching. I'm preaching with workings of miracles. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles. You are hearing the miracles. You are seeing them. I see some people that God is giving them speed. God is moving them into a new level. And those people, their legs, there's energy in their legs. They will start running. You see them, they will start running. Look at this young man. Look at him. Energy. God is moving you into your new level, though. There are some others. There's energy in your legs. You are seeing them. They will jump up and start running now. There is power. Help that sister behind. Carry that baby for my. Please take that baby. God is giving you speed. As they start running, hold them. You are Gio. Epa, please. It's speed. Things that would have taken you years, you are breaking to them in weeks. Kadaya bariata. Look at that. See the young man, see the energy. Mere roshaya bariada ya gayada. Eleve kere bradia saya gaya bayaba. Yeah, there are still two more people like that. The power of God rests upon them. Your legs are burning with energy. Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. I'm trying to make this place as calm as possible as I can. The spirit of infirmity is cursed. I see families tending to people continuously. It's as if as this one leaves, another person enters. There is a medical case. It is over. It is over. Your second address cannot be the hospital. God is rising up for you, I tell you. That yoke of infirmity is breaking as I'm talking now. In the name of Jesus. It is breaking. In the name of Jesus. You are Gio. God has given an answer of peace. There are workings of miracles. There are workings of miracles. I pray God has given the answer of peace. There are workings of miracles. There are workings of miracles. There are workings of miracles.
You are a mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You're the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You're a mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
Listen, I'm seeing somebody. I see them repeatedly, not once. Changing your name, substituting, using other people's names for your name. Where you are near at the place where things will just work, the next thing they say, they have put somebody's name. It's broken. God's favor is lifting you. God's favor is lifting you. That siege is over. The person I'm talking about, the power of God is upon you. It's upon you as I'm talking. Rebakataya bradia faye zekete kebea. And there is one now that they have pushed forward, and your heart is beating. It will come back with an answer of peace, with a praise report, because the tides are turning now in your favor. Not even one person, more than one person, more than one. Lord, let your power rest upon those people. I see unrighteous change in the realm of the spirit. Aha, 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 aha. Bring her to. I have clarity now. There are three more people. Bring. You are the mighty man. Of war, I'll soon come out of this and teach some. Oh, Lord, by your favor, you have caused my mountain to stand strong. That means now it is standing strong. Where that tree has fallen, nobody is shifting it from there. You are the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
There are three more people. Once they fall under the power, let me know. Rabakiadaya. You are the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
You are the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
Let the angels of this anointing move upon these other people. Let the power of God rush upon them. Aha, that's one there. Kelabradiata. My sister, come. You are the mighty man of war. I am bringing you a change of story by the anointing of God's Spirit. I have come as God's prophet to bring, to open a new chapter for you. I tell you. A new chapter of peace, of joy, of rejoicing. Doctor, I see red carpet in front of you. Expect it. I see them treating you like royal. This honor is resting upon you. It's over.
Oh.
heart is longing. Come. Take. I saw his hands drawing.
You're the mighty man of war.
There are a few people here. I don't know. Some of you have submitted proposals. Some of you are about going for a presentation. But what you are saying is that this thing is a determining factor in my life. This opportunity, this is my big day is coming. That's what you are saying. My big day is coming. This is a big day for me. This is a big day for me. The Lord God is crowning you with honor. It's not your presentation they are listening to. They are seeing the honor. Honor is impartable. They are seeing the honor of God upon you. Your right foot is forward. You are putting your right foot forward. These people I'm talking about, as a sign, you will feel the power of God upon your right foot. God is helping you to take the right steps. The right foot forward. As the power of God is coming upon you, you will feel power, fire in your right foot. Please bring this brother. It applies to you. You are looking different. Ah, I didn't even know you anymore. Or is it the beard, sir? Right foot forward. Right foot forward. Right foot forward. Mighty man in battle, you are Jehovah. You are a mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. Sit down if you can. The healing streams of God's Spirit, they are here. Flow in your midst. Flow in your midst. It's not over. Let me say something and then we'll try and finish up. You are Jehovah. Thank you, Lord. Your time has come. Yeah. This is your meeting. It's your meeting. It's your meeting. Thank you, Lord. Can you play something? You know that song, Gemino? My help has come. The expression of your face says it all. Thank you, Lord. Help has come. My help has come. You know the song. My help has come. Ebenezer, my help has come. Sing it again. Thank you, Lord. Your help has come. Let's see if I can talk for like 15, 20 minutes and then we see how God will finish up for us. Kelabrade Asuka. Petegele. Manianda. Radashiata. Hope you don't mind punctuations
of the supernatural as I'm preaching? You don't mind? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Ben, you can sit down. Or you want to go to the drum? Thank you, Lord. I thought about it for some time. About how God shifts us from level to level. How God shifts us, moves people from one level to the other. Life is spiritual and things must happen in the realm of the spirit before they register in this realm. That's why from experience from these miracle meetings, people stand up. There are people that get instant miracles. There are other people that stand up that they themselves don't know what has happened to them. That mantle looked like an ordinary mantle until Elisha got to Jordan. It will be like a great meeting until you get to your office. It will be like a wonderful meeting until you are making that presentation in Aso Rock. It will be like, that meeting was life-changing. I had a great time. Until you stand face to face with the terrors of life. And with the wave of a hand, you silence the devil. So I always thought, why is it that there are people that to step into a big place is as if the place is bigger than them? God has to switch something from within us before he can switch our environment. Because life is spiritual. There are people that they are level on the inside. God will stretch them. He can't stretch them more than that too. God will go extra. The Bible says, now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, we stop there. According to the power at work in us. It depends on what is being generated from within. It depends on, now, all of us have the Holy Ghost. But it's not everybody that is giving expression to it. To the power of the Holy Ghost. And when God wants to change our life, he first changes it from inside. There are people, their accounts, it is exception if their accounts enter 6 digits. The account will rush back to where it was before. Did they say that? My account, I'm 120,000. I'm sorry, sir. I'm running back. It will go back to 30,000. And they'll be wondering, they'll be building up something. I'm trying to make sure that this account, it is not from outside, it is from inside. Meanwhile, there are other people that no matter what they say, take all the money, take it. As they are giving it, it is running back up in millions. It is something from within. It is the cry of the spirit. And when God wants to shift us, he shifts us from inside out. He shifts us from here out. There are people that might come and talk to so many like people here now. As they are talking to you here, you will feel the impact. If this number multiplies by 10, you won't feel them again. It is what is on the inside. So there are people that God has to do something on the inside before he can give them bigger responsibilities. The Bible says that after Samuel spoke to Saul, as Saul turned from him, God gave him another heart. It was necessary for him to be king of Israel. He had to have another heart. He had to have something bigger on the inside. Capability is different from capacity. Capability is the ability to do a particular function. Capacity is how much of it you can do. I'm working and making money. You two are working and making money. Everybody is not making the same amount. Because capability is different from capacity. You bring, I pass my neighbor generator here. when it's working full steam, what it can produce, its capability with 500 kVA mechano is the same capability. Both of them are generating electricity, but the capacity is different. What that small generator will produce in 1 month, running tirelessly, that mechano generator will produce it in 2 hours. See why people are laboring? Laboring, trying to reach further than themselves. Once it shifts inside, it will shift on the outside. I know what I'm telling you. Praise God forevermore. On this mountain, it will shift. On this mountain, you get bigger. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why Jesus told his disciples, wait for the upgrade before you go out. Wait for the upgrade. Wait for something to shift inside you first. Then you can go out. But they had been working in miracles before. Jesus said, no. What you are about to face, you need it bigger. You need greater expression. There is something in the heart, in the belly of a man, that when he speaks, people will listen. There is something that happened to Gideon, that a man that was hiding, when he spoke, when he gave rallying cry, 32,000 people gathered. If he was a mighty warrior before the angel of the Lord met him, we will understand that he was building upon his talents. But for him to be helpless, hopeless, cowardly, hiding somewhere, it shows you the power of internal upgrades. That is shifting inside you. From here, there are some of you that are rising up from here to go and take the seven mountains. You know what we call the seven mountains that Rick Renner talks about? You are taking politics, you are taking religion, you are taking education, you are taking the media by storm. These are not ordinary words, sir. These are not ordinary words, too. One of my young men was around for Miracle and Healing Convention, and then the power of God lighted upon him. He has been doing well generally, you know. And then I looked at him and I saw like a thunderbolt. Look, when we see things in the spirit, just go and be rejoicing. Your case has been saying, you know, that meeting, actually you saw my case. When you saw the power of God came upon me, how many people am I laying hands on now? Am I the one? Is it not the power of God that is locating you? Power is an intelligent force. But now I need very serious prayer. It's a very serious prayer because this is my problem. Don't belittle to the power. Came for the meeting. I saw him. I said, I see you. You are hitting your city like a thunderbolt. I saw it. I said, you are hitting your city. I can still remember I was by my leg. I said, you are hitting your city like a thunder. He jumped up, shouted, amen. He organized a program last month in Lagos. That program, the faculty was there like between 12, 20. More than half of the faculty were from the U.S. One of the people, and all of them came at their own expense, happy. What were they doing? Looking for people that are, they are not looking for people that are entrepreneurs. They are looking for people that they are entrepreneurs that are earning at least like 100 million and above. Naira. To take them to the next level. One of the people even had a Skype discussion with me. Because they were asking him that, what this idea? He said, there is a man of God, Cornell in the army. So the billionaire called me. I was talking, well, I see the way you have been influencing the life of on Skype. I said, amen, praise God. You are making your pastors proud. Because you are embracing that word from heaven and you are producing results with it. You should be stirred up in your spirit now. They're coming for meeting, coming. You are hearing what? People are giving testimony of what? You must rise up and say, this one too, my testimony must arise from here. One of our partners came for a meeting. He saw small boys giving testimonies of millions, hundreds of millions. He saw partners giving testimony of billions, and they're talking of billions as if it's guava. He looked at his wife. He said, are we here to sell groundnuts? Are all these people not partners like us who are sitting down here? He said, Nala, my story must change. The day you decide, that thing that's been hanging upon you will drop. It's not the day you go and start sparking a fire. The day you decide that this word is mine, it will drop on you. Came, sold the seed, and his wife left. That was last year. December, he called me. Sir, it has happened. It has happened. He's working for a pharmaceutical company, international, multinational pharmacy. He said, it has happened. It has happened. They just called me and made me country manager. My salary per annum now, we allowances is like 40-something million per annum. I said, glory to God. He came for the next immersion. I said, this thing I'm still seeing, because capacity, this thing inside you, it has capacity. It can do more. I said, this thing that's dropped on you is more than this place you are sitting. You look at it, more than this one. Where we are giving testimony everywhere. 2 months later, he called me and said, sir, as you said, country director stepped down and said she was going somewhere. They looked at him and asked him, I said, we are not sure, we want to ask you, will you be interested in taking that? He said, sir, what kind of question? Is that a question that my village people sent you to come and? What kind of question? Is that a question? He said, of course, I am interested. I am desiring. I want to, and I step in Jesus' name. He's the country director. I said, you are rising up. As I am talking to you, your spirit is standing up.
Listen.
I am hearing in my spirit that there are some of you, the thing that you are doing as a hobby is what is causing your horn to be exalted. He said, what do you have in your house? The woman did not say, ah. He said, I have nothing except that your except is becoming exceptional. Hear me. I said that your except is becoming exceptional. I have nothing, except one small jar of oil. The prophet said, go and borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. Why? The anointing was coming upon that little. I am knitting. The anointing is coming upon it. Okay, let me come to this place. I make good zobo in my house. The anointing is coming upon it. I hope my boys are not hearing this one. I play video game. The anointing is fire. It's coming upon it. Hey! I cook good stew. The anointing is coming upon it. The thing that shifted her from being a debtor to suddenly being into oil and gas was the word of the anointed. After this kind of meeting, how can you say my business is at a standstill? You came here believing that your business will stand up and start running. But from here, it is flying. I just saw something. There are businesses in this place that the hands of wickedness have chained down the businesses. I'm seeing it. Chained down like this. That they are just having a semblance of life, but they have been chained down. Those chains are being cut right now as I'm speaking. I said they are being cut right now as I'm speaking. That business is swearing. By the power and the favor of God. In the name of Jesus. Sit down if you can. So how does this thing inside increase? How does it get bigger? There are three ways, but I won't tell you the third way. Because third way applies to only a few people. I'll just tell you the first two. The first one is through personal encounters. Whether it's with the word or in prayer, but there are encounters with God. I am not talking about quiet time. Unless the quiet time becomes an altar of encounter. That is what happens to a man, that suddenly he comes out from that place and something has switched. Because this meeting like this, I am talking to you. I am not giving you information. How many rema have I broken now? I'm not breaking rema. Every word I am speaking is impartation. That is why as I am talking to people, you see the effect of the word in their spirit up to their bodies. When we are reading books, it is impartation. Until your spirit assumes the character and power of the book you are reading. But it depends. Some people are reading books like newspaper. Said to the prophet, how readest thou? I will carry E.W. Kenyon's books. I will put them on. I will read a paragraph and put them on top of my head. Rata kabaya, regezekete, reshekabaya, razata, nekayaba. I see by putting them upon my head, osmosis, it will enter my head. It will die. Regabaya, rekezekete, rajotaya, maria gabaya. That one paragraph, that's the end of reading. No? It's prayer meeting now. Rebekeleba, rataya, haria, rogedekeba. One paragraph. That's encounter. That is encounter. The number of people that have encounters listening to our messages, uncountable. It's encounter. Until one day I carried that book, I opened it, and my spirit blended. It means that I had been lifted to that place of revelation. Because when you are reading books, when you are listening to material, is that there is a call of your spirit, of your soul, up. You are hearing that, come up either. What switches men from inside? Isaiah said, woe unto me, I'm a man of unclean lips, dwelling in the midst of an unclean people. God touched his tongue. Something changed. He started prophesying beautifully. Some of the greatest prophecies we have is encounter. The next level you want to enter into, it is in an encounter. It is. There are some people nowadays. I see young people recharge card to call my girlfriend over. Now. Your single days is a day of is a time of blessing. It's a time. It's not a curse. It's a blessed time. There will be a time in your life you'll be looking for time, you won't see time. Young people that can go and be praying overnight. Carry those things. There will be a time you'll be CEO of a company, you can't go and pray overnight. You can't go 3 days and be fasting and praying. Your phone, you will see 1,000 calls, missed calls. But this is the time to carry this thing. Carry these words. Matakayaba. Strive Masi, you have said that I finished from school. And then I was looking, Lord, what will I do? Then I went 40 days, prayer and fasting. And then I saw it. Psalm 2 verse 8. ask of me, I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. He saw it. Hey, this is it. This is it. That thing increased his heart. Increased his heart. It is from there that Econet came out. It's from there that Kwese TV came out.
Praise God forevermore.
Believe in all this hyper spiritual, you know. Hyper spiritual. I believe everybody should do things with moderacy. Jungle never matured for you. Jungle has not matured. The wickedness in this world means that whether you are an army officer, you are a businessman, you are anything, you should be as spiritual as the pastor that is teaching you. Because the dark places of the earth are filled with habitations of cruelty. You need capacity on the inside. You need it. There are some of you that you are going through a brown patch, a dry patch in your life. It's not for nothing, though. God is leading you to this encounter. It is not everybody that is thirsty the way you are thirsty. It's not everybody that is hungry the way you are hungry. If people are making you to relax, you know, there's no need to fast. Fast. Jesus has fasted for all of us. There's no need to. There are people that God will raise up to make sure that you do that fasting and pray. Anna was looking for a child. Elkanah said that, am I not worth 10 sons to you? Am I disturbing you? Is our love not romantic enough? Are we not romantically in love? I am happy with you. If she had listened to her husband, Samuel would never have come. You say Samuel will come anyway. Nalayo, spirit, you have to understand spiritual things. But there was a woman, Penina, that kept taunting her. Say, hey, bring my child at least. Thank God, some of us we know how to wear pampers for our children. Nobody say we no get children. Like, and her heart was beating. And Elkanah was telling her, no need for all this. Am I not enough for you? Am I not enough for you? That's why God has raised those people for you. Don't be here in my office. My oga likes me. It is only this woman that is spoiling my show. Be thankful to that woman. She's zugaring you into your next level. Some of you, unless these things happen to you, your spirit will not stand up and you won't grow bigger in the process. We were in US, my wife and I, we had gone on course from Nigeria. We are so sick with our dollars. We got there, middle of the course, money finished. Make a dire barrier in US. Like that man, to beg, I don't know how to beg. That is my gifting from heaven. I don't know how to beg. Me and my wife, we sat down like this. Rada yabara kuseapata. Rekepeketelebra. Reshekeriada. Roseketa. The reason why you are saying tongues does not bring money is because you have never been a fix for money. Where it's tongues that brought you out. You have never been there. If you have been there like us, you will know tongues brings out dollars. Dollars. Forex, it brings it out. Kayabata, yekebeya, ratakaya, rozegedeata. As we are praying like that, three times somebody wrote a check of $2,000 and sent to us. We still see those kind of miracles today. Somebody that had not seen me for 16 years from Nigeria got in contact with me. He said that something is driving my heart. Can we say account? No, domiciliary account. Sent thousands of dollars to us. But that was not even the miracle. The miracle is that as we were praying, encounter, the Lord said that you have passed the faithfulness test. From now, money, houses, cars, things of this world will never be a challenge to you again. And it has come to pass. focus on the ministry. I don't think I'm looking for money somewhere today. No. My heart is focused on what God wants me to do in life. If not for that encounter, we would have been languishing. Praise God forevermore. Personal encounters that God will tell. Look, once God speaks like that to your heart has shifted. It cannot go back to its original dimensions. I was reading, sir, one of the things that God told me, I think I was in a fix then, God told me, and he said that daily I'll be giving you miracles of supply. I was reading that after years, because I have notebooks like this one, I have them. When they finish, I retire them. They are in the cupboard there. I carry them. I saw it. I said, God spoke this some years ago. It has come to pass. God spoke it years ago. I told people, I said, every day I get alerts. Someone said virtually. I said, I didn't put virtually there. I said, every single, unless the sun does not come up. Why? It's that word. It is encounter. It didn't know that I carry daily manner. I said, oh Lord, it's good to be good. It's good to have. We have faith in the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day again. And yet your heart is burning inside you. Something is screaming inside you, saying that there is more. There is a cry of the Spirit. You have to reach out to. Everybody, look, the people you are seeing around you, they won't always be around you. There is a time that you are talking to people and you are saying that, I know that man. They say, do you have his number? You should call him. There is a time that the difference will be so much that when you say, I know that man, the next question they ask you, why is your life like this? They say, you know a pastor? Yes, we used to eat together. We drank garri together. And you are still like this? And you know that man? God is lifting you. Encounters, personal encounters. That you said that, why is it that God cannot just give me? John G. Lake said that he kept praying and the Lord told him that stretch this prayer a little bit. In the spring, I will visit you. He said that I knew a black man. He was talking about Papa Seymour, William J. Seymour. I met him. He said that for the past 2.5 years, I've been praying 7 hours a day. And he said that, and I still feel in my heart that I've not laid hold on what God wants to do. 7 hours a day. So the next 1.5 hours, 1.5 years, he increased it to 9 hours a day. Azusa broke out. That encounter changed the world. Last count, the number of people that have been influenced by Azusa is over 1 billion people. What is praying 7 hours, 9 hours for 4 years compared to that impact? Life will tell you different things. If you want to be relevant, you know, you have to be on social media. You know, if you want to be relevant, you have to carve out a niche for yourself. If you cannot be famous, be infamous. You know, that those kind of things. So you just want to do something, you go and climb mountain and do selfie from mountain. Just something so that people will talk. That is not how. It is from here. Praise God forevermore. Say, I am rising up. Number two way, God brings potters into our lives. Potters. God, because God wants, loves us, and he wants us to get things by all means. God looks for different options to help us to break into things. Enlightenment of heart, it comes with potters. Now, when we say potters, we are talking about doorways into the realm of the spirit. You see all those kind of C.S. Lewis, you know, is Narnia. How people will see a mirror, step into the mirror and enter another world. Step into a door. Most times when you see door, gates in scriptures, it's talking about stepping into another world. But there are potters. Listen to me very well. There are geographical potters from scriptures. The Bible says in Genesis 28 that Jacob lighted upon a certain place. He lighted up. He didn't know the place was a portal. He lighted there and he slept there. In the night, he had a vision. He saw a staircase going up to heaven. When he woke up, the first thing he said was, how terrible is this place, place. This place is terrible. He said, this is the gate of heaven. There are places, because of demonic activity, continuous demonic activity, they have become like portals into the realm of darkness. If you have symmetry here, yeah, they come and say, bulldozer, come and bulldoze. It is bulldozer that is bulldozing it. Unless you bring spiritual bulldozer, spiritual structures are still standing there. We are going to do centenary estate here. You bring new buildings, suddenly people there will start having paranormal activities. They will start seeing shadow walking. People will knock on their door, they open the door, they look outside. I've told you our story in one house that we were in. How we were having activities in a particular place. Until I looked one day, my wife looked and saw that there was one triangle on the wall with Arabic inscriptions. I closed it. Praise God forevermore. And the same way, people can be meeting in a particular place. Acts 13 says it. Where people are praying, it becomes a portal. That's what happened to Papa Hagen. Toss a broken arrow. That place was a place they had been praying. You can get to a place where people have been praying continuously. You know there are places you enter. You enter. Before you can even pray, you are binding a radakas water. There is no... You know, do you understand? If you have been praying, you know what I'm saying now. You are trying to gather yourself to pray. But it's as if your mouth self is dry. There are other places. As you are entering there like this, makabaya daya, regebegezeya faya. Because those places, they have opened up the atmosphere there. One of our young men was in the University of Alabama. There's a chapel where they pray, especially in schools where they have those chapels where they pray. ABU, I know it was lawn tennis court. We had meetings in that lawn tennis court, you know. In UI, one of our young men was praying. He was there praying Radha Kasiata. As he was praying, he saw a vision. He saw an accident site. And he saw people already dead. He saw other people trying to help. He was drawn to a man. He picked up the man. And started praying in the vision. Praying. The man jumped back to life. So he called him and said, this one is alive. So they came and carried the man. As that was happening, he came back to himself. He said, wow, this is so real. He looked at his shirt. It was covered with blood. That means that he thought he went in a vision. It was transportation of the spirit because it was in a place where prayer was wont to be made. Immersion. That was like 2-3 years ago. Young men came for immersion. We finished immersion exclusive. Immersion exclusive, we finished earlier, 8 o'clock night, because, boy, exclusive till midnight sometimes. So, he came for immersion exclusive. As they were going, two of them, it was almost 12. At 12, around 12, they called their friend and said, can you come and pick us? He said, Kai, no car. They were young boys. He said, okay. They started trekking like 7 kilometers to where they were going. They trekked. They couldn't get a vehicle outside. There's someone at Bokeh selling things. They bought things. They continued trekking. A bike man carried them somewhere to a point. They continued trekking. When they got home and looked at their watch, it was 2 minutes past 12. When they entered into the house, they looked at our watches. Our phones cannot be. They looked. It was 3 minutes past 12. All this trekking and everything in 2 minutes. So they called their friends. Hey, please, wait. We called you. When did we call you? What do you mean by that? I said there is no car. I mean, when did we call you? It's not just 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes ago you called me. I said there is no car. That means that time was compressed for them because they were at a portal. That's why from this meeting, time is compressed. I know what I am telling you. Don't let people tell you that you are too young. Like what Reverend Tunde said, you know, how old are you? 35. You are too young to be getting. You are too young. Don't let anybody tell you that. You are not too young for any result. And the Bible says that a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, as a covert from the tempest. rivers of water in a dry land, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Isaiah 32:2. That means that God has raised up men as potters. You touch them, you gain advantage. Every time God raises those kind of men, generations abuse them. Generations attack them because the devil is trying to close the way to that potter. Every time in scriptures, you see God associating the name of a man with a phenomenon. It means the man is a potter. God is the one doing it. God, the Bible says, was the one that sent the flood. But it is not called the flood of God. It's called the flood of Noah. Noah is a potter for flood. The faith of Abraham. Abraham is a potter for faith. The temple of Solomon. Solomon is that potter. The baptism of John. The wisdom of Daniel. The wisdom of Solomon. Those men became potters in their day. Anybody that touched them, we see the same results. And in our day, God has raised potters. With all humility, I'm standing in front of you. I am a potter. Kedariaba. Reda kadiaba so kayedaya. Why is the one jumping behind? Kelebradiasa. Bekete, please put the basket here. Things are changing in your life as I'm speaking to you. I said things are changing in your life as I'm speaking to you. Things are turning for you as I'm speaking to you. It is one humility I'm telling you. But it is the truth. I can't be bolder than I am now about this thing. Kebaria kasata yaba. Leve kelebrediata. Sheka bayasika. Rede kelebia. 2005, the Lord told me, I have given you a mantle of excellence and you will clothe this generation with it. That means that no matter where you are, once this thing drops on you, this grace will shoot you up in the midst of opposition. There are people that will come that say that in my life, one officer said, in my life, I have never confessed before, whether for good thing or for bad thing. Say, I've never confessed for good thing. I've never confessed for bad thing. He said that I went to that hall of fame. In that hall of fame, I saw my orgasm. That's my name. He said it appears the highest number of times in that hall of fame. It is not because I am working hard. It's because it is the grace of election. He said, I touched it. And I said, Lord, I have served this man. Let the same thing happen for me. He said, for the first time, I came first on that course, I had A. In my life since I was born. It's not ordinary. It's not ordinary. Anybody you see that people are abusing, man of God, that people are abusing, the thing they are abusing for, check, is a portal of that thing. Some people, their own is just to be chopping people's money, you know. They are businessmen, they are calling everything. Like that Bishop Oyedepo. That means it's a portal for prosperity. It's a portal. And I have observed that every time you come in contact with those portals, things change for you. Every time. I was telling somebody, I said, the last time we sowed the seed to him, that the next day, of that same day, I went for a meeting. Somebody came and said, sir, Kai, now me and my wife, we have just decided you need a plot of land in this Abuja. You need a property in this Abuja. And we have decided to give you property in Abuja in an estate. He said, that means that the message you preach was hot. The message does not need to be hot. People are breaking scriptures. Nothing, there's no grace upon their head. Are you hearing what I'm telling you, so? I go for impartation services. People are rushing to touch. Healings and miracles are happening. I told somebody, I said, it's Pastor Adeboye that caused this problem. He said, it's the one that caused this problem. I went, he was coming to my town one time. So I told them, I said, I was the commander on the ground. I said, I will take care of all the expenses, security expenses for the meeting. And then, some years ago, I took me me and my wife, we prayed, 1 million naira seed, we took it. We didn't put it check. Cash. Once you enter, you can go and throw it over the river if you want. That's not my problem. It must enter cash. I gave him, I knelt down, he laid hands on me. I was in uniform. As he laid hands on me, see civilians. Do you know I stood up? Civilians started touching. In uniform? In uniform? I looked and said, no respect. No respect for this uniform again. Look, spiritual graces are greater than that uniform. What I didn't know then, I thought that they were just being hyped up. You know, they are just, people say that, you say all these pastors, they just hype people, or hype people, people will come and give their money, go and start church. Hype people. If you know the rate at which churches are closing down, you will know that it's not an easy thing. If you know the sacrifices pastors are making for you, you'll be celebrating them every day. If you want to clap, I appreciate your pastor. A dear man of God in Zaria said that I was in this ministry, me and my wife, for 8 years. 8 years before somebody came and gave us Christmas card. 8 years. We are not talking about Tokyo or Malt or Christmas card. That's that. And probably the card safe. They killed English in that card. After 8 years. But they are still laboring. They are still laboring. They are potters over your life. That thing that is moving your mouth to say, even all these men of God, hold your mouth to hold it and save your life. Instead, release blessings. Instead, honor the anointed. And you will see what will happen in your life. Things will shift for you. Because they are potters. They are helping you to gain time. Pray in the Holy Ghost. It's already 9 o'clock. Erebele gede kese ya da ya bari ya da ya ba. Rada ya kaya da yede ya da sa. Lebe kete lebre de asa ya ba. Precious brother gave testimony in Savannah. How he had been doing structural drawings. He said they were giving him 5,000 naira for structural drawings. 10,000, 20,000. But then he got rest world and kept speaking those words. Meditating the same, he didn't go for extra course. No, nothing. No. Now that same drawing, they want to pay 1.2 million. Pricing 1 million, 1.2 million. From 10,000 naira. What's the difference? The blessing of the Lord makes rich. Toiling does not increase it. All this hustle around, and you are there dancing around potters. The devil is a liar. Jesus is the Messiah. Pray in other tongues. Bakataya bradia kaziada. There are some of you, the power of God is coming upon you. We just do one wave and we are true. There are some of you, the power of God is coming upon you. As the power of God is coming upon you, the power of God is lifting you into your next level. It is the spirit of excellence. Stand up on your feet and pray other tongues. Ebenezer, my help has come. Ay, 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 ay.
Ebenezer, ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer, my help has come.
Now, this is what you do for me. In the next 3, are you tired? Is there still space? In the next 3 minutes, 3-5 minutes, you are going to pray in other tongues. God is making your feet like hinds' feet. He's causing you to walk upon your high places. There is enlargement on your inside. As you are praying, see that new level. See the new place. See the greater glory. See. As you are praying, there's a transportation of the spirit. Listen. Don't be angry with me. Oh. I thought that by now we will go. Don't be angry with you. But the one I'm supposed to do tomorrow, I'm downloading it for you now. For my enemy. Listen, word of faith, many times we teach people goals instead of growth. Goals. I want to pay my rent. It's a goal. But God wants you to grow. The reason why you are seeing the same problem every year is because you saw it as a goal, not as growth. I don't face the same problem two times. If it is coming the second time, it's coming in another form or bigger than before. I don't. If I have to release my faith and pay for rent this year, 1 million, next year, there will be no need. Because I have grown bigger than that thing. But if you see it as a goal, next year, 2 months before, you start praying again. You start praying, Lord, I'm binding, I am casting, I believe I receive, I believe I receive. God wants you to grow bigger. This is how God calls out your soul. This is how God increases you. And the way God does this is that God starts giving you pictures. He starts opening the portals to you. You start seeing what you desire in portals. As you are praying like Jesus was praying, you will see Moses, you will see Elijah. You will step into a place that is bigger than where you were before. Do you understand what I'm saying? So start seeing yourself not having the money, but being the person that commands that money. As you are praying, you are changing into a new form. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are not just praying and saying that, I will get 1 million, I will get 1 million. No, you are becoming the person that 1 million is not an issue for you. As you are praying this night, capacity is increasing. You are stretching on the inside. Do you understand what I'm saying? See yourself telling people, that's not a problem. God has answered your prayer. You understand? Because you are giving it out. In the next 3 to 5 minutes, pray violently in tongues. Let's engage something here. It's getting bigger.
Are you laying hold? Are you touching something? The glory of the Lord has come upon you. Your life is changing now. Your capacity is increasing.
Listen. I have entered into my core gifting now. There are 17 people here. This spirit of excellence that lifts men up in the midst of opposition is resting upon you. God told me as a sign, when this anointing comes upon people, you will see them jumping up, lifting up in the air. As I am speaking, these 17 people, the power of God is resting upon them. Resting upon them. Resting upon them. Resting upon them. Now. Ever, you can see what I'm talking about. See the message jumping. 17. In spite of opposition, as the power of God is coming upon them, bring them forward. Bring them forward quickly. Help me. Hey, Merara, see that young man. See. See them. It's the spirit of excellence. It's lifting power. Hey, I'm not to study.
My helper, quickly.
just one if you're my Ugu or so. I invited you if you're my Ugu or what, something like that. Where are you? There are 17 under the power. Sir, I saw you holding up your hands over the city. And the Lord says, the city is eating of your blessing, drinking of your blessing, eating from your hands, says the Spirit of God. I saw you holding up your hand over the city, and I saw the city around you drinking from your hand. So shall it be, sir. Oh, you are the one? That encounter you are looking for, it has come. It has come. It has come. I command lifting into your life. You are breaking into levels higher than you. God has given you a feast of fat things early.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.